God has been good to just finished a 6-week tour of 3 weeks in Mexico and 3 weeks in Southern Cal. And just arrived Thursday night, and just before the storm hit Kentucky and Indiana. And we just praise God for the safe travel back as we were driving from Florida. I ended up there and picked Molly up and the car which was there, and her parents are feeling better, and she went down to just help them. They both had pneumonia, so they are moving. They went to church this week 3 times. So there's a miracle of God that God touched them, and they are just serving the Lord. Some years back, somebody asked me what kind of cologne you wear, and I said, Eternity for a long time. That's my favorite. And my wife used the same. But taking off from there to realize spiritually the smell of eternity is in the air. Today is Resurrection Sunday. And we realize everywhere eternity is in the air. Christ is risen. Death is overcome. You know, the promise of eternal life have been signed and sealed and delivered. What we celebrated earlier is the communion is not for granted, as Pastor Jay said. We must realize that, you know, I was looking in the other place. Between the fire coming down and where the bread is broken. The same place where the bread is broken, the fire came down. Where the bread is broken, the fire comes down. But in between, you have cross and the tomb, which seals everything and delivers everything about life. And what a powerful thing it is. And we just praise God for this day, you know. And I just want to share something that is there that sometime, you know, we just, oh, it's Easter, it will be over today. Some clothes, some food, some lilies, some Easter eggs, I don't know. All that is there involved with this weekend, and then this weekend will be done. This afternoon, maybe people are winning and excited that Wisconsin won. I don't know how many are happy or how many are sad, but I want you to know we are all winners today. By Christ is risen from the dead. And Gospel of John chapter 20, there is a scripture there I want to focus in. Till this moment, verse 9 of chapter 20, which speaks about the resurrection of Christ. All the four gospels are sharing about the resurrection of Christ. And it says, till this moment they had failed to understand the teaching of the scripture that he must rise from the dead. What a powerful thing it is. These people who were with Jesus for 3.5 years, day and night, they slept, they walked, they ate, everything together, had a problem believing that Jesus is going to rise from the dead. And here it is. You can see even that first day, the three ladies, if you read other scripture in Gospel of Mark, you're going to find out there are three great ladies. They were the supporters of his ministry. They went before Christ and prepared everything so that they will take care of it. Even they were so concerned about Jesus when he was dead, they didn't want Jesus to have a stench there around the grave, so they went that morning to make sure that they have put all the spices and all the things so that he will not smell bad. And they went to the tomb. You know, Christ is risen. He is alive. Resurrection has overcome death. Forgiveness has overcome sin. What a powerful thing it is. You know, disciples were in the depth of despair, in deep darkness. Then something happened to them before. It was empty before the day was over. They went to the tomb with expectation to find Jesus there. The dead Christ there. What they saw before, where they saw Jesus before and met Jesus before. They went there looking for the person to be dead. And before the day was over, they experienced Christ's living presence. What a day it was. And not only the disciples have experienced the joy of Easter, I want you to know it happens now. In your everyday struggle, disappointment, with personal habits, such as overeating that we will do today, or over drinking or smoking or whatever it is, and our relationship with other people, we want to love and loved by others, but we have difficulties. We have some problems because they have not acted towards us the way we expected it. Our attitudes and everything, we have to struggle. And there is a generation gap that we feel sometimes. We don't understand the young people. We don't understand the children. We don't understand our own generation. Why people are doing things. And we have that struggle. We being sent to the tomb of our life. But it's empty. When we get there. And I want you to know God wants us to experience that resurrection now. Not what's happened 2,000 years back. But in our struggles, in our experiences, even our relationship, in our chaos, in our troubles, God wants you to experience the resurrection power today. He is risen, and He is risen indeed. I pray that it will get hold of us. I was so excited at reading the scripture last night. I didn't go to bed till 1. I said, how are we missing the great resurrection that He is risen? We greet people, we write on Facebook and everything, and everybody we say, oh, happy Easter, have a great day, happy resurrection day. But we need to know, hey, what are we saying from the mouth only? Or are we experiencing deep down inside our heart? What's going to happen tomorrow morning? Are we going to get up in the morning tomorrow as excited as we were today and experiencing that resurrection that Easter is now? He is risen today. And He's alive in my life every day. I don't want to go back to that death. Everything is dead in the world today. The world needs the message of resurrection. That He is alive. Everything is dying in the world. Is it? Yes. Anything getting better? No. Government is getting better? Yes. Society is getting better? Economy is getting better? No, everything is going to death. Everything is pointing towards the death. But there is only one hope. There is only one breakthrough. If you realize He is risen today. He is risen today. One day, great composer Sebastian Bach visited his favorite tavern. Heard a secular song. You know? translated in English as one foot in the grave. He went home, had a dinner, helped his wife put their 18 children to bed. Sebastian Bach had 18 children. Can you believe it? Putting 18 children to bed in the night? We got problem with 3 or 4 or 5. And then after that, he left home and went to church. There Bach himself, in the church after dark, after everything was quiet, sat on the organ and worked hours. He transferred that secular song, One Foot in the Grave, to the cantata, Praise of the Risen Lord. Can you believe that? Praise to the Risen Lord. From a secular tavern song, One Foot in the Grave, to the praise to the Risen Lord. And then cantata has been so beautiful and so powerful that it is sung for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years in the churches throughout the world. What a great thing it is. Great thing it is. For us, symbolism is very powerful and very clear. Even the symbolism we had today. That broken body, that blood is not just for granted, folks. My Christian life is not for granted. My serving Lord, my righteousness and walking in God is not for just for granted. Just get up and go and take the communion and just go and celebrate Easter. No. Everything is powerful and very clear. These life situations which makes you feel you have one foot in the grave are the very place where you should be most open to the transforming resurrection power of Almighty God. It is possible for you to transform those one foot in the grave episode in your life into something like a song of praise to God in the Lord Jesus Christ. And there is no better time to start that than this glorious Easter morning today. That's what happened to these people in this song. Here is this gospel on first Easter morning. They were not excited as we are. They were going in the dark so nobody will see them. You know? And it says that about the disciples finding Jesus' tomb empty. Until this moment, scripture says, they waited 3 days. Now they could begin to experience the healing presence of the resurrection power of God. Tis this moment. And now we have waited for 3 days to celebrate on this Easter Sunday. The awesome reality that not only the resurrection power of God was revealed, but also that resurrection power is now. See, we need to realize that resurrection, which was revealed to us some time back, is now. That resurrection power is today. And you can experience every hurt and pain and every disappointment you have gone through in your life, that healing presence of God's through the resurrection power of Jesus today. And you can walk out and saying, Hallelujah, He's risen. Is He risen in your life today? You know, we can just cover up all the problems and all the hurts and pains and sorrows for a moment, for a day. I'm interested about tomorrow. What's going to happen next Sunday? Because you know, every Sunday is the Easter Sunday. We come Sunday, why? Because every Sunday is a celebration of Jesus Christ's resurrection power. He rose from the dead. He changed the history. We don't have to go back. Easter is not a past event. It is eternally present reality. The resurrection power of God is revealed to us now that all the problems we can ever imagine, all the problem we have gone through and ever come in our way already has been resolved. The resurrection power of God is working deep within us now to sustain us on our journey. The abundant life, the reality of eternal life, God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. And if you believe in it, what? You have that eternal life. You have that abundant life. The reality of resurrection power takes place in your heart and your life. And you can experience that eternally. Just think about it. To empower us to achieve that eternal life and taking us up our crosses is a part of what it means to be identified as a follower of Jesus Christ. In Passion Play, which is one of the biggest play in Europe and in Germany, only happens every 12 years, a tourist went backstage and asked the guy who was acting Jesus. He went and he wanted to take the picture and he wanted to lift the cross. He was lifting it for the play. He could not pick it up. It was made of iron and thick oak beam. And the tourist asked the guy, "Why you carry such heavy cross?" He said, "Sir, if I didn't feel the weight of the cross, I couldn't play this part. I could not play this part." Taking your crosses we must play a loyal follower of Jesus Christ. Don't quit. Don't drop out. Don't go back to the stench of the tomb. You know? I remember this old couple went to the doctor and Maurice was having a problem. The doctor checked him and sent him outside and called Millie inside and said, "Your husband is going to die very soon. But don't tell him that. When you go home, you will take care of him. You will have no stress upon him. And be loving to him and all that. And keep on taking care of it for the time he's here." So they go back to the car. Maurice asks Millie, "What did the doctor say?" She said, "You're going to die." You know, we are the only creatures who comprehend that we are going to die. No other creature has that comprehension except we human beings. And we are the only creature who can imagine living forever. What a beautiful thing it is. What a paradox it is. Death scares us and life that does not dare dearly have a destination has no meaning. We need to have destination, is that right? We need that extravagant grace of God. What is the amazing grace we sing about? Amazing grace is extravagant goodness of God. His love. What a powerful thing it is. His love. And that is the love took him to the cross. And that is the love which you know, there is no Christmas without cross. There is no resurrection without cross. Everything is tied up. All those three things are inseparable. You cannot separate Christmas from the cross and resurrection. Why? Because he had to come and identify with you and I. Scripture says he felt everything we feel. He was touched with your feelings as we are. That's why he became man. That's why he was born in Bethlehem. That's why he came on the Christmas. But that was not enough. That he was only touched with our feeling. He died on the cross. So he can take and put all our sin on the cross and nail it. So you and I can experience that amazing forgiveness. Forgiveness forever. He remembers no more. He moves your sins as far from the east to the west. We will remember each other's mistakes and sin. But God chooses not to remember your and my sin. But he didn't stop there. What did he do? Not only he died. They thought, oh, it's over. Devil was having a party. Everybody, death was having party. Oh, we got made now for 3 days. You know, they were jumping and dancing and having party in hell. But on the day, that Sunday morning, he rose from the dead. You know why resurrection we have? So we can live now. Grace is there for forgiveness. But you know what? We can live different way. When the woman was caught in adultery, she came to Jesus and she was a trap for Jesus. What did Jesus say? I don't condemn you anymore. Go sin no more. You got a different lifestyle. You don't live the same way you were. That's dead. You are dead for that. You rise up with the newness of life and you walk with that. That is the message of Christmas. That is the message of Easter. Now. Oh, what a powerful thing it is. No comparison for him. When you see great men of the Bible, you see strength, weaknesses, but when you see Jesus, all strength. No weakness in Jesus. He only became weak for us, but actually he was not weak. Even Pilate said, I find no fault in him. We all have good side and bad side, but Jesus is all good. No matter how you look at him, before Calvary, during Calvary, after Calvary, he is altogether lovely. As we look at Jesus, there is a life that never be copied, a righteousness that cannot be tarnished, a peace that cannot be taken away, a rest that cannot be disturbed, a joy that cannot diminish. You know, I have seen in these countries going, people don't have everything. They don't have car, they don't have houses, they don't have things, they don't have clothes. When we went to Cambodia, we took the shirts. The polo shirt was a great gift for them. You go to these countries, just give them a t-shirt. They think, oh, wow. And here we get upset because we didn't get a new dress or a new shirt for Easter. But the joy is amazing. They can be living in a hut, but the joy is just tremendous. Nobody can take that joy away. Never dismiss it. A hope that is not disappointed, that cannot be disappointed. A glory which cannot be clouded. Wow. A light that cannot be darkened. A happiness that cannot be stolen. A purity that cannot be defiled. Did you listen what I said? Purity that cannot be defiled. Oh, what a miracle it is when we realize that the resurrection power is there to live my life pure before God. That I can live my life pure and sleep with the same woman for 42 years. I don't have to change woman after 10 years or 20 years. Why? Because that purity which comes with that power of the resurrection power of Jesus cannot be defiled. Wisdom that cannot be baffled. The beauty that cannot be marred. The resources that cannot be exhausted. There is no need he cannot meet. No hurt that he cannot heal. I want you to know whatever kind of need you have today, that resurrection of God works today. There is no hurt that cannot be healed. Some of you may be sitting here hurt by your parents or your brothers or sisters or friend, and they have been betrayed. They betrayed you. They said they loved you, but love is so fickle. It's like changing clothes in our society. But that's not the love of God. That is not the love of Jesus. The love of Jesus is so pure. The agape love is so pure. No condition is attached to it. He loves you while we were sinners. And he died and he rose again. That resurrection power will give you power to live in purity before God. Young people, don't sell out cheap. You can live. You can live. You can shine. You can have the beauty that nobody can mar. Let that devil steal that beauty you have. That beauty you have in your heart. The beauty you have in your life. Nobody can give you. There is no makeup in the world can make you more beautiful than the beauty God gives you. He can change the garment of heaviness to the praise. He can change your mourning into dancing. He can give you beauty for ashes. Yeah, there are things that have been burnt in your life. It's ashes, no hope. But I want you to know, God can change it. The power, resurrection power of God is there now. He is risen indeed now, today. And he can take that ashes and change it to beauty. Something so beautiful. Don't live in the past. Don't live in the past. Yes, it is finished. Means the servant has finished his work. The perfect sacrifice had been offered. Sin debt had been paid in full. The picture had been completed. Jesus had finished what he came to do, to earth to do. Satan has been defeated. You don't have to live in defeat. You don't have to live in fear. You don't have to live in all kinds of hurt and pain. Hey, it's over. It was over when he rose from the dead. When he died and rose, glory. You know, he speaks your language. Whether you are young, whether you are old, whether you are a carpenter, whether you are a gardener, whether you are a housewife or single mother, You know, God doesn't look at you the way people look at you. What a God. He knows your language. He comes down to your level where you are. Forget about people accusing you, putting you down. I want you to know God wants to lift you up today. He is a lifter of your soul. My daughter was acting yesterday in the part of the ministry they were doing in the church. The adulterous woman and the brick she brought it in with her and spoke about that very thing. The religious people will be always there, your critics. There are always Pharisees. They didn't leave Jesus. They're not going to leave you and me. But remember, Jesus said, I don't condemn you. Go, sin no more. It just struck me, wow. Jesus forgets all the past because he took care of that. I'm not belittling the sin. No. But I'm saying, don't live anymore that way. You don't have to live in that depression, that fear, or that failure. No, you can walk out of this place victorious because that's the message of Easter. He is risen and you are victorious over those things. You have a future. You have a destiny. Wow. He knows. He knows. Are you looking for right things in a wrong place? That's what the angel said. Why are you looking down here? You are looking so low. Look up. He is risen. He is not here. Don't go to the same place and look down and low. It's empty. He's not there. He has moved on. And you need to move on. He said, go and tell people that he is risen. He's not here. Whom you are seeking is not here. What you are looking for is not there. Don't be so low looking down to some things. Look up. Your redemption is drawing nigh. The Lord is coming. That was the ending of the communion. You do this till he comes. He cannot come back if he was not risen from the dead. He died and rose again. And he's going to come back. The same angels told those people, the way he has gone up, he's going to come back same way. And he's coming back very soon. That is not just an empty hope. That's a blessed hope that keeps me and you pure when we take that seriously. Oh, my king is coming. My bridegroom is coming. And that keeps me alive and that keeps me going. That keeps me the reality of the presence of God. That resurrection presence of Jesus is with me. Because he is alive, he is with me every day. In my low moment, in my high moments. When nobody's knows about it, 3 o'clock in the morning, you cannot sleep. He's there. When there is a fever high for your child, and you're wondering, I want you to know, he's right beside you. He never sleeps, never slumbers. His phone is never busy. You don't have to leave a message for him. He's alive. He has no problem with signals. He's not like AT&T or Sprint or T-Mobile. doesn't drop a second your connection with him. What are you looking for here down? It's empty. He's risen. He's risen indeed. Stone is rolled away. The one gospel says the two angels were there. That was the picture of the Ark of the Covenant in the Old Testament. And they were guarding the glory. But there they were not guarding the glory. Here they're saying, hey, the glory is not here. It's gone. He's not here. Oh, what a God. The question creates the opportunity. Why you seek the living among the dead? He's not here, he has risen. Look up, looking right things in right place, not in wrong place. You know? Why we want to be looking stuff in the dead, in dead things? Why you want to look the things which are dead? The things in this world, you know, every passion, every lust, every greed is dead. They will promise you everything. I got so many emails and so many calls last month. If you call or respond, they leave a message 100 times. You got $500,000. You can do this and you can do this. And you can send a $1 and you can be part of lifelong $5,000 a week. Wow! What a promise. And you're tempted to send that. Your flesh says, hey, that's good. But I want to know that you're looking things in the dead place, in a wrong place. He's moved on. He's moved on. Let's look for the right things in the right place. Going back to the last things, they were looking for the same last place where the Jesus was. He used to be. He used to bless me. This is the last place I saw him. It was 10 years ago. God gave me the blessing and God anointed me and God used me. I'm asking you, what is today? Oh, I did this 20 years ago. God says, so what? You did 20 years ago. You got 50 people saved. You got 10 people healed and so many people delivered. Great. That was not you. That I did it from you. I did it through you. What are you doing today? What is the fresh revelation you have today? Are you crying out, God, I want a fresh touch of that resurrection power, that Easter to become alive in my heart? I'm not going to go back and looking for the past things in my life. I'm going to go forward because he has moved on. He's not here. He's 10 steps ahead of you. Are you catching up with him? You know, the other day I was walking with 4 or 5 people and they all were younger than me. And I said, they were looking back. He says, how come you're walking so slow? I said, wait till you are 70. But see, you don't have to wait. It doesn't matter how long you've been serving God. You can be energized. The same resurrection power which raised Christ from the dead. It says, the scripture says again and again, God, whom God the Father raised him. It is God Almighty raised him from the dead. That same resurrection power is there in you to make you alive, to quicken you this morning. Oh, wow. Seek which is above. Don't seek for the things which are on this earth. If you are risen with him, seek which is above. Walk by faith. Believe and trust. Not only you are forgiven, but go on to live for Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Receive the new life. Life again. No one can stop me. Why? Nothing will stop you. Like the old Bill Gaither song. Because he lives, you can face tomorrow. Because Jesus is alive, all fear is gone. You are fearful about, worried about tomorrow? It's gone. How are you going to pay your bills? How are you going to go to college? Who you're going to marry? What's going to happen to the kids? Parents are worse than the kids. They are worried more about the kids. Oh, what they're going to do now? They're going to leave me. My house will be empty. Hey, God is there watching there over them. We were six of us. I moved when there was no cell phones. When my brother passed away, it took them 14 days to inform me. The world is much closer today. You can pick up the phone and you can talk to anybody other side of the world. Oh, what a God we have. He loves you so much. New life. You can face tomorrow because he lives. I know who holds my future. Your destiny, your future, everything is in his hand. Parents, let it go. You cannot have your children all your life. Let it go. You need to trust not in them, but trust in God for them. Trust God for them. You cannot watch them 24 hours. My mom and dad could not watch me. I was only 22. All the brothers were out, 10,000 miles away. Nobody was there. We could have done anything. But that's not the key. See, sometimes you will be okay when you are in the church, when you are home. But when you go away, there are going to be all pressure. In college, in society, and workplace. And then so everybody is doing it. It's not the question of everybody is doing it. It's the question of, are you being transformed by the power, resurrection power of Jesus? That resurrection power will keep you pure, happy, joyful, full of promise, future, no fear. You will be a mighty man and woman of God. And you're going to tell others. You're going to tell others that he's risen. How you can be witnesses if it has not touched your heart? You know, the church has made a greatest mistake. And I was part of that system too. I apologize. The Great Commission is for each believer. It's not missionary's job. It's everybody's job. Go to the all nation. He didn't tell missionaries go to the nations and we will sit home. Hello? He told everybody, go, preach, disciple, make and people. I just saw young people. They said, spring break, I'm going to the countries. They went to the mission field. They just came back last night. They took all their spring break rather than partying at the beach, which all kinds of problem you had. You saw on the TV all the spring break parties. Hey, have a party for the kingdom of God. You will see life change and touched and transformed. Your life will be changed because you will be living in the resurrection power. not feeding your own pleasure, but you will be pleasing the Almighty God, the Christ who died for you and gave his life for you. You will be willing to give your life for him. What a great crown. What a great joy it will be. You want to be part of that news? Oh God, change. The angels told those people who came to the tomb, go a different way. You came disappointed. You came looking for the dead body. Go back. Different way. There is a shift taking place in your life. Is that right? Shift. When we came, go another way. You came crying, go with joy. You came with trouble, go with victory. There is life. You can go back with a life in your marriage. Life in your children. Life in your body today. Heal. Life in your finances. Stop telling your past. Say, I am changed today. And I experience Jesus Christ today. The stone has been rolled away. There is a shift in my life. Oh, mighty God. Hallelujah. He is risen. He is risen. And a shift taking place today in my life. I'm going to celebrate Easter now. In 2015, I'm going to celebrate April 5th as a great Easter in my life. He is risen indeed. He is alive. And he's going to go with that life in you. Are you down today? Have you given up? You go out this place rejoicing. Oh, Mary was so excited. She ran. Peter didn't even believe. I think so. They didn't understand because she was so excited. I don't know what she said and how she said it. You know? People are going to say, what happened to you? Oh, I went to church yesterday. I had experienced resurrection, power. He is risen. I can face tomorrow. I'm going to walk out of this place. Glory to God. Aren't you glad? Put up your hand. Say, thank you, Jesus. My hurts are gone. My failure is gone. My weakness is gone. I'm putting on the strength of the Lord. I'm putting on the life of God. I'm putting the beauty of the Lord. I'm going to praise my Jesus. Not one foot in the grave, but praise Jesus who is alive. Stand up, please. Oh, let's worship the Lord. Oh, let's worship the Lord. I don't know what God wanted it to speak to you. And I know God has been speaking to you. But I want you to know Easter is about life. Jesus is alive. Worthy is the Lamb which was slain before the foundation of the world. That should be your song today. That will be the song for eternity in heaven. They were singing that song when Jesus rose from the dead. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain before the foundation of the world. And you say, thank you, Jesus, for your power, being alive. And I want you to be alive in my life. Yes. Give your life to Jesus right now. Anybody here today? Before I close in prayer. Are you looking for right things in wrong place? Where is your destination? If you die today, you know where you're going? And you say, Pastor, I don't know. Just say, I want Jesus in my heart today. I've never done it. I want to do it today. I've been drifted away, God. Like Peter and others, I've been with you. I experienced the power of you. But I'm not walking in light today. God, I want to come back. I want that fire. I want that love, that first love back in my heart today. How many are there wants to pray that prayer? Lift up your hand. Lift up your hand and say, God, Jesus, come into my heart. In a fresh way, I make a renewal. I make a commitment, Lord, today that I'm going to live for you from this day on. Pray after me, everybody. Jesus, I come to you right now. Thank you that you came into this world. You died for my sin. And you rose again. And you're coming back. I believe in that gospel. I believe that God who raised you is going to quicken and raise me from my sinful condition. Come in my heart. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Lord, I dedicate and renew my commitment to you. From this day, I'm going to have the resurrection power to give me strength to go on to serve you more. In Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Give the Lord a big hand. Give the Lord a big hand. Hallelujah. Oh, you are good. Have a good time today. Happy Easter. God bless you.
Praise God. We're going to have the ushers come forward and bless Pastor Thomas today.
Oh, glory to God.
I'm privileged to have him as my pastor, and we've traveled internationally together. We're going to travel some more. That's a blessing, the person that it's the father. He,